Today is the prelude of the goodwill of God in the announcement of the salvation of mankind. The Virgin appears in temple of God in anticipation proclaiming Christ to all. Let us rejoice and sing to her. Rejoice, O divine fulfillment of the Creator's dispensation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. The most pure temple of the Savior, His most precious chamber and virgin, the sacred treasure of the glory of God, is presented today to the house of the Lord. She brings with her the grace of the Spirit, the one whom the angels of God do praise. Truly this woman is the heavenly tabernacle.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 24th Sunday after Pentecost, Luke 8:41-56. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians, and could not be healed by any, came from behind, and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, Who touched me? Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well. When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all aside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, Little girl, arise. Then her spirit returned, and she rose immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat. Her parents was astonished, but he charged him to tell no one what had happened. The gospel provides hope in the most extreme circumstances. The woman with the issue of blood had her condition for 12 years. Doctors were unable to improve her condition. Jesus Christ healed her. Everyone who comes to Jesus Christ with an extreme illness does not receive outward physical healing. Jesus Christ does provide spiritual healing and fortitude in dealing with extreme physical conditions when he is approached with faith. Coming to Jesus Christ with faith enables us to put physical illness in perspective and to develop a worldview consistent with the Holy Gospel. People to the present day experience physical healing from Jesus Christ. When these healings occur, it is time to give thanks. It is always beneficial to pray to God in faith. The raising of Jairus' daughter from the dead is one of three similar miracles. The raising of the widow's son, and the raising of Lazarus, or two other times Jesus Christ called a person forth from the dead. These miracles are assurances to believers of Jesus Christ's resurrection and ours. Jesus Christ provides hope when tragic illness or death strikes. Jesus Christ provides comfort, strength, and direction. In the darkest of times, the light of Christ shines and points the way. In times of greatest weakness, Jesus Christ is present to provide the necessary strength. Jesus told the Apostle Paul, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Christ is in our midst, available to hear our prayers, to listen to our confession, to help us tackle the sin that besets us. When despair, laziness, depression, or loneliness strike, Jesus Christ provides hope. The woman with the issue of blood for 12 years did not give in to despair. She maintained hope, and she was not disappointed. Imagine 12 long years with her condition. She had ample reason to think her condition would not get better, but it did. She had a better reason to believe. The better reason was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the reason always to believe. Jairus' daughter was dead. Jesus brought life back to her body. The illness and death which afflicts our souls can be defeated by faith in Jesus Christ. We need not be condemned to despair if we come to Christ in faith. Believing in Jesus Christ is a growth process. The more we study, the more we pray and learn about Christ, the more joy we find in Him. Let us hold on to Christ throughout life. Let us set aside all unimportant things and pursue Christ. Serious illness and death give perspective to life. The conditions of the woman and the girl in the present gospel and the respective miracles are reasons for each of us to assess our relationship with Jesus Christ. At baptism, we put on Christ. At baptism, we commit ourselves to Christ. The road from the baptismal fount to the heavenly kingdom is fraught with temptation. We must stay the course. We must adjust our lives as we go. The holy sacraments are opportunities to be turned to the narrow path that leads to the kingdom. The holy sacraments provide the healing and nourishment reconciling us with Jesus Christ. Conditions which afflict us can be changed with Christ. Circumstances of gloom can be changed with Christ. The joy of healing, the joy of new life comes from Christ. The world is different because Jesus Christ healed the woman with the issue of blood. The healing is evidence of His divinity. The world is different because Jesus Christ raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. The healing is evidence of His divinity. Centuries have not dimmed nor discredited the healings proclaimed in the gospel. Generation after generation of believers have heard these messages of hope. Generation after generation of clergy have proclaimed the gospel in faith. The testimonies of the healing power of Jesus Christ can be heard and are recorded in each century. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
O Boże nasz, u Ciebie se
I invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held on Sundays at 10 a.m. The church is in its 51st year of existence. We invite you to attend our daily services. They are held early in the morning at 5:30 and 6:30 a.m. and in the afternoon at 4 and 6:30 p.m. It is best to call for exact times. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. For directions or for times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. You can visit us on our website at www.stgeorgeserbian.us. That is www.stgeorgeserbian.us. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbick. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.